Now, Evangelist Winston Time.
Thank you. The Word of God at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25. See that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. The first phrase, him that speaketh, has reference to the voice of God. It is the voice of God that warneth from heaven. How or in what way does God speak to us? The answer is found in a declaration by the author of the Hebrew letter at Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. It is written, God, who at sundry times in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. The Word of God reveals the way in which God spake unto the fathers through the prophets. He spake in divers manners, sometimes through visions, sometimes in dreams. Sometimes God's blessings indicated approval of deeds. At other times, God's punishment indicated his disapproval of deeds. Now, in these last days, God has spoken unto us by his Son. God does not speak to us through visions, nor does he speak to us through dreams. The fact that God speaks to us through his Son precludes the possibility of God speaking to us in other ways. The facts in the case are reinforced by a voice from heaven. On the occasion of the Transfiguration, a voice out of the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. If they escape not who refused him, who spake on earth, much more shall not we escape, if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Moses spake on earth, and God speaks from heaven. God speaks to us through his Son. We must hear Jesus if we hear the voice from heaven. The only way we can hear the voice from heaven is to hear Jesus. The only message we will ever receive from heaven is the message that Jesus gives to the world. The tragedy in the life of man is that he may choose not to hear him. When we turn away from Jesus, we reject him. We not only reject him when we refuse to hear him, but we also renounce him as a teacher come from God. There was a man by the name of Nicodemus. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. John chapter 3 and verse 2. We may refuse him by refusing to listen. Some literally turn away from him. They will not read the Bible or listen to a gospel sermon. Jesus said, For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their ears and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. Some are like the Pharisees who said, We see. But Jesus said, Because you say, We see, therefore your sin remaineth. we may refuse him by listening with no intention of believing the gospel. Some listen merely for curiosity's sake. They remind us of the Epicureans and the Stoics who encountered the Apostle Paul. Some said, "What will this babbler say?" Others, some, "He seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection." Acts chapter 17, verse 18. We should listen with the view of believing and obeying the gospel. Jesus provokes thought with the question, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Luke chapter 6, verse 46. We may refuse Christ by trying to be neutral, a failure to accept him after hearing him is to reject him. Jesus declared, "Behold my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother." Matthew chapter 12, verses 49 through 50. Only the man who obeys the Lord accepts him. Jesus was thinking about those who call upon the name of the Lord when he said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. It is useless to call upon the Lord unless we call upon him in obedience. The man whose life is characterized by an obedient faith does not stand on neutral ground. I have studied with you and given an overview of the ways in which we may refuse the Christ. Now, for a few minutes, we will study some of the reasons why men refuse him. We refuse him when we trust in our own righteousness. There is the feeling of sufficiency within ourselves. It is possible to have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. This was the predicament of Israel. The Apostle Paul observed that they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 3. Recognition of the supremacy of God demands that in all places and at all times we submit to God. We refuse him when we trust in our own wisdom. When we feel ourselves superior, we do not condescend to the teaching of the Bible. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. The world in its wisdom knows not God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. My friend, there are not many wise men after the flesh who respond to the call of the gospel. The Apostle Paul declared that the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them that are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 22-24. We refuse him when we trust the future. Procrastination whispers tomorrow, but means never. Felix, in company with his wife Drusilla, heard Paul preach Christ. Felix was made to think. He reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." Acts chapter 24, verse 25. Procrastination is a thief of time. The convenient season mentioned by Felix was never to come. Felix, whose heart was filled with fear when he heard the gospel, refused to change his life. He refused to obey the gospel. He rejected Christ. We refuse Jesus when we love the world. Are you captivated by the things the world has to offer? Jesus gave his appraisal of the conduct of some busy people. They were thinking about the material necessities of this life. Concerned? Yes. They were anxious in the business of getting something to eat, something to drink, and something to put on. Is this all there is to life? Is this our concept of life? If it is, then Jesus says, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Jesus, who knew all about life, said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Did you know, my friend, the history that we have of Christians is a history of people in the kingdom of God? How may we regard the sin of refusal? Vigilance is necessary. The word of God says, see that ye refuse not. We need to contemplate the reward of obedience and the consequence of disobedience. God bless you, my friend.